Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks on the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
There he is.
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the tree right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot. I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Alice wants what you think I've seen. Something strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on the side of his knee, and he was talking to Moxon Joe. Well, the party they gonna have out in the St. John's Wall.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Biscardi. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Biscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
Fantastic! They should call me Captain Fantastic, and I'll tell you the reason why. I hope you guys are safe and sound. We've had the craziest weather that I've ever seen in my life. It's been, last Sunday, we had torrential rains. We had wind gusts of 70 miles an hour, and one of my fences blew down. 150-year-old oak, one of the branches, big limbs fell off and damaged the garage roof. I mean, and then the flooding, oh my gosh, we're going down El Camino and all of a sudden you see cars floating. You know, it was up halfway up the door and I'm thinking to myself, really? What in the heck's going on in this world? And the same day, that night, I turned on the news and I'm hearing about Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, that they're having hailstorms and tornadoes, and it's crazy as hell. I don't get me wrong. We need the rain. I'm grateful for it, and things are good. But my gosh, I hope everybody's safe around the globe, believe me, especially here in the States, because I've never seen anything like this at all in about maybe a quarter of a century. Well, got that out of the way. First page is gone. Second page. This is blowing my mind, folks, and I don't know if any of you people have thought about this whatsoever, okay? But, you know, they got these shipping containers up and down the coast of California, and I'm sure other places where they come into port, and they've been out there now for a month, 2 months. And the reason why they can't drop it off is because they've got no people at the docks to help them do it. And then when they do get them dropped off, they don't have any trucks to get it to their destinations. Now, I saw our president, fine gentleman as he is, well, I'm going to get to the bottom of this. Doesn't he regulate the army that we have here, the reserves, the National Guard folks? Doesn't he control that? Because they've got all those trucks staying in those confines, doing nothing, owned by our government, owned by our taxpayers, because we're paying them, those people, their money. Why can't he call upon those guys to come out, unload the damn tankers, take them on the trucks, bring them to their destinations until we get the right kind of people that want to go back to work for a living, since they've been freeloading off this country for the last 2 years, getting unemployment and all those checks that's coming from the governments and the states and everywhere else. I don't get it. I just don't get it, okay? But that's my two cents on this, and I had to say it. I talked to the Beard of Knowledge. He called me up the other day, and I called him back today again, and we kind of concur on this. And I think my co-host also does the same thing. Okay, now I'm going to be really pleased. That's page number two. Goodbye. It's in the shitter. This one's going to really make me feel like $1 million. And all you people, I hope you have your ears on, okay? I've been hearing so many people, hey, Tom, how can I get into the Bigfoot business? Hey, Tom, how can I get into your movies? Hey, Tom, how can I be of some help to you? Well, our industry has been hazarded by COVID, just like all these other places have been hazarded by COVID, all right? So then they got a hold of me, these people who raise money for people, and we're at Indiegogo, Indiegogo, and my webmaster, Dave Rogers, put together a hell of a deal, and I want all you guys to go to our website, searchingforbigfoot.com, searchingforbigfoot.com, and you'll see it. And you can be a part of our new movie, okay? That's the movie that's called Monsters, Myths, and Mysteries. You can get behind the scenes, be a part of what we're doing, and there's a lot of spiffs that come with it, a lot of bonuses, and you'll read the whole thing. So as this thing works in the nutshell, as you read down, you're going to see you can become a sponsor, yeah, that too. As little as $30, all right? And then it can go to the next level as $50, okay? And that's called a recognized sponsor. And then the associate sponsor, the executive sponsor producer, associate producer / advertiser. You can become an executive producer advertiser. And you read the whole thing, how it all comes out. It spreads out real easy how he did it. It's an easy read, and it's kind of like GoFundMe type thing. But I'm telling you right now, go to the website, searchingforbigfoot.com, take a look at it. And my guy, Dave Rogers, God bless him, he put together whole thing. I mean, it tells about Join Us and Cover the Truth, about monsters, myths, and mysteries. It's a short summary about it. And then it goes to our distribution outlets. And my God, I didn't know that we had so damn many of them. But that's okay. It tells about the creature and tells about me. It tells about the movies. I chose that I made 10 movies and award-winning movie maker, producer, director, actor, which is all straight up and all can be verified. It's all bona fide. And those of you who know me know it's the truth. He even talks about when we shut the internet down back then with the those crazy assholes, the two cops from Georgia, and when they streamed us live on CNN, and they called it Black Bigfoot Friday, and I'm sure you guys will never forget that. It goes into that. It's what we need and what you get in return. And shows our streaming distribution partners, Amazon, AT&T, Best TV, China Mobile Video, Dot Studio Filmbox, Goody Buzz, iFlix, Panaflix, Realize, Tubi TV, Free Flix Deep Tonight, Free Movie Channel, Hoopla Digital, Hulu, Indie Rain, Canopy, Kanaf Filmer, iTunes, Spotlight TV, Overdrive Digital, Pluto TV, Popcorn Flix, PPTV, StreamFix, Hulu, Pluto Prime, Roku, Tubi, Vimeo On Demand, and YouTube. That's just to name a few. There's still a bunch more left to go. But you'll see as all this goes down, tells you about the impact of what we're trying to do. Talks about me like I told you, okay? And then it talks about, most importantly, folks, the Biscardi Bigfoot brand and what we've done to the market. And all of our stuff is all documented, all right? It's something that I'm very proud of. Well, now we, as David says, Tom, it's time that you shared it with your followers around the globe and your followers that listen to you every week. And believe it or not, we've been on the air, folks, now for 17 years. It's a long time. Longest running Bigfoot show ever. Well, you got a chance to get in on this. This is for our new movie, Monsters, Myths, and Mysteries. And because we've been down, we haven't been able to make any dough, telling you the straight up, straights and the shorts of this whole thing. So therefore, we couldn't get out and do what we know how to do. But now we're making it open to the general public. Become a recognized sponsor, associate sponsor, executive sponsor, sponsor producer, associate producer advertiser, and then the executive producer advertiser. And it's not like you're just giving money for nothing. You get something in return. You got to go through it. You got to read it. And I'll tell you what, I'm very proud of this. And I want to thank David Rogers so much for what he's done. Go to searchingforbigfoot.com, ladies and gentlemen. It's right there on top. Can't miss it. Indiegogo. It's called. It's a funding method and how you guys can get a part of what we're doing here at Searching for Bigfoot, Monsters, Myths, and Mysteries. I'd like to see your names, and we're going to talk about it next week, how many people came aboard and wanted to be a part of this post-production to get our other movie out. And this will be the 10th movie I've ever done, folks. And I'm very proud of it because I delve into more than just Bigfoot. So there's another page in the books. It's gone, okay? Now, those of you who were with us last week, my gosh, it was incredible. It brought back so many memories, okay, about the Black Swamp and Tampa and the stuff over there by the coast. And my good buddy, Doyle, and his kids, they were all out there, every one of them, and God bless those boys. They did their stuff. They knew what they were doing, and they did it for Pops, and they did it for me. And I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. So now they're going to tell us this week, come on back, and let us know exactly what happened. So before we go to Doyle, I want to get my co-host, my the man that's like my brother from another mother, the rock star. Rock star, how you doing?
I'm doing excellent.
Did you get impacted at all from that storm, or did it even hit you?
Well, like I say, just right now it's raining some, but it's not, it doesn't amount to anything. It's just water, and it'll quit here before long. We need the rain.
And that's a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So this was just unloaded on me about 5 minutes ago by David. And when you get a chance, I want you to take a look at this, too, because it's just, it just blows my mind. I've never seen anything like this. I've always heard about it, but this goes to show you I got a lot of brains hooked up with me, and these guys know exactly what they're doing. And he says, Tom, hey, this is the best and quickest way right now. We can't get out. The teams can't get out because they don't know what they're going to endeavor out there in the craziness with this COVID, and this is the best way right now to get that new movie out, especially with the fall and winter coming in here now. People are going to be stranded at the house. Well, they need to see something new, and we've got that now for them. All we need to do is get this damn post-production done, and which we can do by the help of them, and they can be a part of what we're doing. And, of course, when those credits start to roll at the end of the movie, their names will be in it with us. What do you think about that, Rocky?
Well, this sounds to me like a fine thing to do. The we need to get on the stick and get this thing going. Let everybody see it. See what we're about. Who we are.
That's well put. Thank you so much. So much. Yeah. Is Doyle with us yet?
Yes, sir, he is.
Well, without any further ado, let's patch him in, and let's everybody get ready, because Doyle's the man of action. He was out there with his boys. Let's see what he tells us, what he found. You out there, Doyle?
I'm here, Godfather. How are you, sir?
Well, if I felt any better, I'd have to see a doctor. I'm feeling real good. Like I was telling Rockstar, my co-host, your brethren, I was just perplexed when my webmaster called me and told me what he put up on the thing, and he kind of said, he says, happy birthday to me, happy belated birthday, Tom, since my birthday was on the 9th of October, and he says, I, for one, want to get this damn movie finished and let it be out there to the public and let them see it. And I know that we need X amount of dollars for this post-production. And due to COVID, since we haven't been out there and what have you, we can do it now by doing it this way. And I didn't know that there's companies all over this world that are using these funding methods. So it goes to show you I'm old school, Doyle. And what do you think of it?
Well, I'll tell you right now. Before I took any of my team, my Kentucky A team is what I call. Before I took any of them down there, I made sure every one of them had their vaccination for COVID-19. Because we were going to be in a strange country, and we're going to be, you know, eating in strange restaurants. And, you know, it's just, you know, I made sure my boys were all inoculated. At least if they get the COVID, they stand a better chance of surviving,
right,
with the inoculation than without it. I took the shot myself, and all my team was inoculated. And let me tell you something, Tom. I've got a team of kids that came out of Kentucky and went to the dark side of Florida to try to bring you home a prize. These are good boys.
Oh, and you bet.
They're tough. I mean, like I say, they're not your average boys. These boys are raised in the mountains of Kentucky. They hunt fish. I mean, you know, they're not your what you see on CNN or whatever. These little sissies wearing pink T-shirts and with red hair dye and wearing sandal flip-flops and all that. These boys wear blue jeans, cowboy boots, and baseball caps. I mean, they're tough. They are tough.
I don't think you got anybody that's ready to fight with you on that. Why don't you tell everybody out there around the globe what you found and you brought back to us to talk about this week?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, last week when we talked, we were having a pretty bad time. We were not real lucky. We were in the swamps, and like I say, I've got a specific team that is awesome. I've got a techno wizard. I've got an aerospace genius as a son that designs and builds these drones that fly above the team. And I took five boys down there with me to Apalachicola, Florida. And when we got down there, we had a lot of people talking about, you know, like, oh, I've heard of a lot of people, you know, in restaurants and stuff. Like, yeah, I've heard so-and-so saw a skunk ape or whatever, you know. So we decided to target two areas in Apalachicola. And that was the Apalachicola National Forest and River and Tate's Hill Fork. And they call them forest. But let me tell you something, Tom. I'm from the woods. These ain't forests. They're swamps. I'm just telling you. And my boys wouldn't have adjusted to that. I mean, let me tell you something. I can take them to Texas Creek, Tennessee, and they'll come in there and bring $5 out of the woods at night. There's a black bear if you want them to, but they're just not used to those swamps. But I put them to the test. God bless them. They performed excellent. I mean, they were just awesome. But last Wednesday, we had not seen anything or anything that was unusual other than, like, the drones, whenever we put them on the FLIR or any of the heat seekers or anything like that on the drones,
mm-hmm.
other than snakes, gators, hogs, deer,
mm-hmm.
you know, whatever. We never saw nothing unusual in any of the places we went. And so the boys worked hard all week. So on Wednesday night, I decided that I was going to rent them a beach house. Let me give a shout out to Collins Reynolds in St. George Island. Those people are awesome. They will give you the best beach house at the best price. And anybody that goes to St. George Island, Florida, check out Collins Reynolds. But anyway, we were down there, and my boys, you know, had them down there. And on Wednesday night, after we'd been there all week, I decided I was going to treat them and rent the beach house for a couple nights. And I had to scold my son, my 17-year-old son that designed those drones. And, you know, I told him, I said, you can't go droning bikinis on the beach. He said, but I got some hellacious video that. I'm like, oh, God. He's like, yeah, you ought to see it. He said, I got some, you know. But anyway, they partied with some of the girls on the beach and had a good time. We had a big bonfire one night. I made them campfire s'mores over the beach fire. And we were having a good time. My boys were beat up. They were bruised. They were cut. Going through all those reeds and everything down there and those damn spurs. You know, the beard of knowledge told me that, you know, he talked about those spurs. And I had to literally, you know, use pliers and stuff to pick the burrs off my boys when they come out of there, and they were bleeding. And, I mean, they didn't have one or two. They had, like, 50 on them, each one. And it was just horrible. I mean, the torture those boys went through to try to bring you home the prize. But we had no luck whatsoever. And then on Friday, I said, let's go home. I said, we're not going to do any good down here. And as we were driving down just west of Tate Hill, what they call forest, I call it a swamp, I saw a black gentleman standing on the top of his Suburban, and he was shaking all over and trying to make a picture with his phone. And I thought he was in distress, so we pulled over. I said, are you okay? He said, yeah. He said, I just saw something I've never seen in my life. I said, what's that? He said, there was just this huge thing that just came out of the wood line. He said, and I'm scared to death. He said, I got up on top of my Suburban because I'm afraid it would come after me, but I want to get a picture of it. And I'm like, what did you see? And he said, I don't know, but it was like 10 feet tall. He said it was walking on two legs. He said it wasn't a bird. He said, I just seen it come out of the wood line. And he was from Alabama. And I thought, well, I said, this might. I told the boys, I said, one more stop tonight, guys. I said, we're going to camp here, and we're going to go one more night. So we were west of Tate Hill. And I also told you last week about the red wave kill of the fish and all that. And there were fish on all the shores and all the rivers and everything that were dead. Like I said, it was a buffet. And we got down there, and I put my boys just west of the forest, out of the state forest, because, you know, you can't carry guns in the state forest. So I put my boys up there in two teams. I had two teams out there, two boys a team, one with a shotgun, one with an AR. And the AR is equipped with ACOG. And we got down there, and Jeremiah's flying the drone above the team, and he's using the thermal. And you can see our kids, you know, on the thermal. And everything looks really good. And then all of a sudden, we see three images that are, I'm not kidding, Tom, each one of these things, I've got six kids out there, or five kids, four kids, and all like, and I had them separated, you know, about 25 yards apart. And then all of a sudden, we get a heat signature. And there's three things standing there in a huddle. And I swear, they're not gators. They're not. Actually, Jeremiah said, are these people? And this deep in the swamp, and I looked at the thermal, and I said, oh, my God. Each one of those things, their shoulder width on the thermal was as big as my whole team. I said, boys, I said, you might have something. I told them, I said, kill your lights. Kill your lights. And because of ACOGs on the ARs, I said, blind's leading the blind. And I brought them back together as one cohesive unit. Because I don't believe in a fair fight, Tom. I'm a policeman. You never fight a fair fight. That's why we have Batman belts on us whenever we go into a fight. We got everything. And I grouped my boys back together, and I had them proceed towards this thing that I saw on the thermal. And they got within, I guess, and let me give you this much. These boys are operating without lights in the swamp. Okay? Mm-hmm. I've stacked them. So I've got an AR-15, a shotgunner on his shoulder, and I've got an AR-15 and a shotgun on his shoulder. And I tell these boys, be careful. I said, but be as quiet as you can. And see if you can sneak up on whatever this thing is that we're seeing on the thermal from the drone. And they get up there, and they're probably, I'm going to guess, 15 yards away. And all of a sudden, I mean, these boys are dredging through a swamp. You know, they're not used to that. But they're tough boys, and they're going for it. And my son's leading the pack with his ACOG and his AR-15. And thank God we had a full moon, because you know how I know that Rocky and the Swede know that your ambient light is what lights up your night vision scope. And we had a full moon there back. So they were able to, you know, see without their lights. But they were traveling slow because, I mean, it was in unknown territory. And they got within like 15 yards of these things, and I'm not kidding you. These things looked like they were, I'm not kidding you, Tom. They looked like they were on the thermal. They looked like they were like 6 feet broad apiece, and there was three of them in a huddle. And then my boys got within like 15 yards. And then all of a sudden, it looked like a damn football play. The damn things broke up. One went left, one went right, one went right up the middle. And I told Jeremiah, I said, chase them with the drones. He tried to, and then guess what? What? They just disappeared. They disappeared completely off from thermal.
What's your guess on them? What do you think they were?
Tom, I'm going to tell you right now, there ain't nothing I ever seen in my life that looked like that. They were three or four times the size of any human being, And Jeremiah asked me, he said, are those people? And I said, no, Jeremiah. I said, look at our team. I said, you know, they're like, on thermal, they're like an inch apart. These things are like a foot apart. And whenever they got close, it was just over. I mean, they got within like 15 yards of them. And it was like, boom. They just broke. It, like I said, it was like a football play. They just, one went left, one went right, one went straight. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen. I can't explain it. I don't know how to explain it. I'm not going to say it's Bigfoot. I can't say that, but something moved through that swamp so fast. And my boys said, we heard just like shit crashing. And it was like right ahead of us. And it was like they were moving so fast. I said, I asked my son, I said, on the PTT radio, I said, can you catch it? And he said, there ain't no way, Dad. He said, we're just barely moving as it is. He said, there ain't no way we can catch this thing, whatever it is. And I don't know, but I'll tell you this much, Tom. On your next expedition, you need to bring the team together, and I'll be glad to go with you. But we need to go down to the Gulf Coast and in those swamps especially, because I've never seen anything like it. I teared up, and then I went into the swamp. I told my boys, I said, turn your lights back on. I said, you lost it. I said, turn the lights back on. I said, I'll come meet you and guide you back to the camp. And when I was going back, I was walking through there, you know, with my AR. And I was, you know, just dredging through the forest. And I'm an old man. I mean, I'm not an old man, but I'm 52 years old, and I'm not in the best of health. You know, I spent 4 months in a coma just this summer. And I was just trying to dredge my way back to get to my boys. And, Tom, something hit me from the side. And I don't know if it was a deer or a hog or whatever, but they put me into the side of a palm tree, and it separated my shoulder. I hit it so hard. Right now, I'm bruised from my elbow to my collarbone, and deep bruised. And
how are you feeling now?
I'm hurting. I can't use my right arm right now.
Well, let's use some common sense right now. Hold on, just a minute. I've let you tell your story for the last 20 minutes at least, and gosh, you've had me at the edge of my chair. I'm sure a lot of my listeners around the globe. But now, you said it's your side and your shoulder. That ain't no pig hitting you, okay?
I don't know what hit me.
So could it be a deer? It was running from something. Could it hit you if you were in the bay?
I don't know if it was a deer. I couldn't see it because, like I say, at that time, I was using the ACOG night vision to try to get back to my boys.
No, I understand that. So let me do this. Let me get the beard of wisdom in on this. Beard of wisdom, you out there, Swede?
Oh, yes, Tom, I'm listening.
All right. So what do you think was it that hit him and knocked him through to the palms and all that stuff?
Well, there's no telling, but, you know, most likely it would have been something that would have been either getting the heck out of there from whatever they saw in the thermals, and probably most likely, I would say it would be a deer.
That's what I just
A hog would have cut your leg or got you down low, you know.
Rockstar, what do you think?
I think a hog would hit him a lot lower.
Oh,
and
hell
like
yeah.
Sweet said, it'd probably lacerated him some, too. I can see a deer coming through there and all of a sudden here's somebody in front of him trying to make the jump, slamming into him at that height, yeah.
So we all concur on that now, but the only one that really knows that is you because you were there. Or could have it been one of these creatures? Who knows? Okay?
I'll guarantee it was the creature because I think it would have killed me.
What?
If I would have actually got hit by Bigfoot, I think it would have killed me. But this thing just hit me on the left side and shoved me into a palm tree on the right. And it caused me serious physical harm. And like I say, I just want to be a big kudos out because, you know, I was hurt and A-Train, bless his heart, he's a diabetic, but he's a hardcore boy. But on our way home, we were in Georgia on 27 trying to get home. On Saturday, and A-Train went into a busting zone, and like I said, he's a diabetic, and I'm no paramedic, and I stopped and checked his blood sugar. It was over 600, and I pumped him with 10 cc's of insulin, and it didn't phase the boy. And that's what I say. And that's whenever I told my son to get on the phone and find the nearest hospital. And that's where we ended up in Columbus, Georgia. And I can't say enough about Columbus, Georgia. Their hospital at Piedmont Hospital. Let me tell you, folks, if you're ever in that part of the country and you need medical treatment, go there. They are the best. I mean, they are the best. They stabilized my boys within just a few minutes, and they x-rayed me and showed me that, you know, I had no broken bones or anything. And I'm telling you, I spent more money on medical bills, damn Tom, than that trip was worth.
Do you have insurance?
A-Train had some insurance, and I had insurance, and it did, but still, if we got medical bills, I got an 80-100%, you know. My medical pays 80%, but I still have to owe the 20%, and I'm going to be paying medical bills for months just because of this expedition, but I love it. I love it. We're going again. I'm not going to quit till we bring that Bigfoot home for Tom.
You know, I'm gonna vow something to you right now, you and your boys. And I'm going to vow this, that I'm going to pick up the Rockstar and the Swede and the three of us when we get the time here, because everybody's so damn busy just trying to keep our heads above water. But when we get some time, I'm going to pick up the three of us. They're going to go down by you and get your boys, and then we're going to caravan out down there to that area. And
yep.
I'll tell you what, what's ever out there, get ready for a reckoning, because the wrecking crew is coming.
I've got the hillbilly crew from hell. These boys are hunters from hell. I mean, I'm telling you, I've got the only son that's got the only registered kill in the state of Virginia with a longbow on a coyote.
Wow.
He killed a coyote with a longbow.
How far away
He's
was
awesome.
The coyote? Joel?
I'm telling you, I've got the toughest boys in the world, man.
How far away was the coyote when he got him?
About 20 yards.
20 yards. 60 feet. Was he on the move or just
down the hill? He said, I'm going to kill a coyote. I said, you can't do it, Woog. And Woog is my nickname for my baby. But his name was James. And he said, I'm going to kill that coyote. I said, you can't do it, Woog, with that bow. I said, it's a long bow, and you've got a damn field tip on it. He said, you watch. And, buddy, he hauled back, and the last thing I heard was a yelp. And it was done.
That's incredible. Well, you know what? Anything else you want to tell us about?
We got that kill.
Okay, listen here. Is there anything else you want to tell us about the trip before I open it up to our panel?
I just want to tell you that we had a great trip. We had some setbacks, you know, especially with A-Train. I wish Father Ray was on here tonight to send a prayer out to him. He's still not – he's at home, but he's not doing real well. And, you know, diabetes is a devil. It's just an evil thing. And for a boy that age, it's horrible.
It's a killer.
Evil. Yeah.
So let's do this, okay? Father Ray, you're still with us, right?
Yes, he is now.
Okay. Raymond,
hey,
you there?
Ray. Yeah.
Raymond?
I'm here.
Okay. You heard this whole thing tonight?
Pretty much. Yep, I did.
Okay, good. So first of all, would you be kind enough to give a prayer to that boy that...
Yeah.
Listen, when I heard 600, that is huge. The guy's on the way to meet his maker.
Mm-hmm.
He's stable.
He's stable, okay.
And he wants to know, Doyle wants to know if you'd be kind enough to give him a prayer on the air because he's listening to the show.
Absolutely. Okay. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear God, you know our lives, and you know all about all the sufferings we go through. We ask to look down on this boy, bless him, ease his sufferings and his pains. Let his sufferings and pains not be wasted, but let him join them with Jesus' sufferings, for his own good and for the salvation of all of us. Please bless us, Lord, and comfort his family. And we ask you with faith to heal him at this late time. At all our requests, we say it, Lord, according to your will. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
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 In the name of the Father, and
thank
the Son, and the
Father,
Holy Spirit.
Thank
Holy Ghost.
Father,
amen.
That boy,
you're welcome.
Appreciate that so much.
Very well.
Tom, what do you say we go to a commercial real quick?
We need to do that. Ladies and gentlemen, on the way, on the other side of the commercial, we'll get back with Father Ray and the Beard of Knowledge. And, of course, my co-star has got some questions for the Doyle and Company. You got it, son. Go.
1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks on the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television and Tyler Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical
when I came out here. I thought we, in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot. I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com. And we're back.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that's, every time I listen to that little ditty, it just makes the hair on the back of my neck go up. If you guys get a chance, go to the website. We got some good swag on there. Movies, t-shirts, coats, hats, whatever you need, we got them. By the way, you'll see the new thing in there on Indiegogo. That's the new live. It's up live now. It's a campaign to raise money for the post-production for the new movie. And you can be in it, part of it. So don't worry. Get on there and let's make things happen. And let the 10th movie be the best one we ever did. Okay, so Father Ray, you heard what happened with Doyle and his boys. What do you got to say about all that?
Tremendous. And isn't it something that they had the encounter as they were leaving? They were there for a week, didn't have anything, see any evidence of the Bigfoot, etc. They're going out, and that's where they have their encounter. That's where they have. That's amazing. I wondered, Doyle, can you capture the Bigfoot? Could you get him or kill him?
Doyle, did you hear what he had to say?
Hello?
Hello, Doyle.
Yes. Father
Doyle.
Ray, with all due respect to God and everybody, somebody has to make a sacrifice to prove something's wrong in this world. And we didn't bring a cage. We didn't bring handcuffs and anything like that. I wanted to make sure my boys were safe. And if we brought one home, it was going to be dead.
Yes.
And I'm sorry, you know, and I apologize to God for that. But we have to, one creature has to make a sacrifice. Like all these new fish they find in the ocean. You know, one has to be caught in order to prove there's others.
Right.
And I'm with Tom. I would love to capture one live, but the chances of doing that are impossible. He's the master of hide and seek. If you find one at all, the best chances you've got is to drop him.
Yes.
And then bring him to science so that they can study him and see that there are others out there like him. And I'll leave it at that.
Oh, okay.
I would not sacrifice one of my boys for nothing. That's why I send them into the woods fully armed. And, you know, bottom line is if you see it, drop it.
Yes. They did. They couldn't kill it.
There's no difference in killing a deer, you know?
Here's an email that just came in, and it's from Wayne. name is Wayne. He says, Tom, can you confirm with Doyle, was it, how many yards was it that you saw the creature from where the boys were? Or whatever
about
this thing was.
15 yards before they
separated. 15 yards. Okay, don't talk anymore. And then he says, didn't he say that his son holds the record for getting a dog or a prairie dog? Well, I don't know what the hell he shot with the longbow. How many yards was that?
Probably about 15 to 20 yards.
Okay. So then the bottom line question is, how come they didn't shoot at it?
They had no vision. But you don't understand the swamps down there. There's no, I mean, it's, you have to wade your way through it and just put your arms through it and everything. That's why they, all their T-shirts were ruined. They got cut up. They got through all the palm leaves and everything. They were just, they were tortured going through those swamps. You can't see 10 feet in front of those swamps.
All I think I got an answer for that.
Okay,
I think
let's
I got an answer
input.
For that
Go ahead.
Question.
Go ahead. Give us your answer.
When he shot the coyote, he shot the coyote during the day where he had full visibility and everything. In the swamp at night, you're not going to get that kind of visibility. And chances are, had they pulled the trigger, they might have killed some old boy that's out there running moonshine still or something. So
exactly.
That's one of those times when you keep your finger off the trigger.
So listen, this Wayne is a pretty sharp dude. He comes right back, Rocky. This is to you. He says, but didn't he have an AR? And aren't ARs automatic and can spray a bunch of bullets real quick?
No.
No,
they're semi-automatic rifle. No, they're not a war weapon, Tom. They're a hunting weapon.
Don't kill the messenger, boy. He can hear you. He's out there in radio land. I'm just reading.
Wayne,
dead.
Go live a day in our lives and see what you think. The ARs are not a deadly weapon. I mean, more people get killed with handguns in Chicago every year than they do nationwide with ARs.
Okay, so let me just...
Damn, educate yourself, Wayne.
Okay. Rain, I hope you heard that, and you got to understand it. You know, seeing is believing, and I sure as hell been out in that damn weather, and I've been in those, in that area, man. I'm talking about the area that they were just in. And it's the shits, believe me, okay? But it is what it is. I mean, it's easy to talk and tell stories when you're in front of a screen and trying to put logic to it. But how can you put logic to an illogical situation? That's my answer to you. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a hell of a show here tonight. And I want to thank you and your boys, Doyle, from the bottom of my heart and the team's heart.
Thank you, Tom. All I ask is for new T-shirts.
Yeah, I know, and you were supposed to send me the damn sizes, so that's all I need. You send me the sizes and the addresses, and they'll be out to you. My word, my bond.
All right, I'll get them.
Thanks, son.
You.
Okay?
All right, love you, Tom.
It, as the time is clicking by, ladies and gentlemen, who the hell would have known it? Time is ready to say, happy trails to you. Kudos and salutations. Till next time, America. Rocky Swede, Father Ray, and dear old Doyle. And please say more prayers in the morning for that boy that's still in the hospital. Get him all better. Kudos. Amen. Good night.
Good night, Tom.
Good night.
Jim, I want to thank everybody for coming on. Glad everybody called. We will see you all next Wednesday. Be there, be square.
Good night, everybody from Kentucky.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, Ray.
Good night, everybody.
Good night. Good night, everyone from New Mexico.
Good night, Father Ray. God bless you.
Good night.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live radio show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
Three men with a gold and a pack that they'd hold and a promise till the day they died. Answers to the questions.